everybody. This is Pastor Chad with Pastor Angelo. Welcome to the podcast, Running for a Crown. I am live here from Indiana. Pastor Angelo is joining us from South Africa. We are glad that we could be with you today. We are glad that you can join us. And we've got a good topic today. You are not my enemy. That sounds kind of deceptive, doesn't it? You know, we're always being told that someone else is enemy. Whether it's our government, we'll tell you that, you know, we have a certain enemy. Whether it's the church telling us we have a certain enemy. But, you know, the Bible has a lot to say about who our greatest enemy is. And, yes, we have an adversary in 1 Peter that talks about Satan is roaming around the earth seeking to devour you. He is our enemy. But
yes,
believe
sir.
It or not, you know what? We are almost always our own worst enemy. And you're like, well, Pastor Chad, what do you mean by that? I'm going to give you an example. This is James 4:4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Wow. So if you have the love of the world in you, guess what? You have just made yourself an enemy of God. There's so many times, you know, folks, that we just got to look in the mirror and we've got to admit that we bring a lot of troubles on our own lives. You know, I did a series years ago with a group of men. It's called Men in the Mirror. It was a tough, small group to do because it really made you look at yourself and see the fault that you have in your life. But I don't want to make myself an enemy of God. But if I have a love for the world, you know, I preached yesterday on perilous men, perilous times. And I can give you, go on and on, all the examples that people live by that shows that they're in love with the world. That, you know, if we have the love of the world in us, the love of the Father is not there. They cannot dwell together. So it's time, you know, I've heard it said before, the checkup from the neck up. This isn't just a checkup from the neck up, but it's a heart thing. Don't make yourself an enemy of God. And Pastor Angelo, man, welcome from Cape Town, South Africa. What's going on, brother?
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Pastor Chad. It's not a blue Monday. It's a mandated Monday. And so thank you for joining us. You are not my enemy. I just want to tell somebody out there, you are not my enemy. You know, Pastor Chad, we've come to a place where we separate ourselves by race, by culture, by religion. We've separated ourselves and, you know, started this clique thing. And if you are not speaking my lingo, if you're not dressing like me, if you're not the same color as me, then automatically you are my enemy. And this is a setup from the enemy that he wants to bring division within the church and within the body of Christ. And we must be so wary of what his schemes are and what his tactics are. We really separate ourselves. And, you know, me growing up in South Africa, in Cape Town, you know, I've always... Or I won't say my parents has taught me this way, but what I'll say is that me growing up as a believer, as a Christian, when I've looked at other religions, like Muslims, I automatically made them my enemy within my mind. And, you know, God had to bring me to a point to realize that all the people on the earth is not our people. It is God's people. And so he has made every one of those people, whether black, blue, white, brown, yellow, whatever color, he has made us uniquely in his image. Can you just picture that or imagine that for one moment? How many colors do you think God is if he's made us uniquely in his image and perfect in his will?
Amen.
And so, Pastor Chad, I came to this scripture, and it's a very well-known scripture that speaks about loving your enemies. The title actually says, love your enemies, and that's found in Matthew 5, verse 43 to 44. It says, you have heard that it was said, and this is Jesus preaching on the mount. He says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. This is what you have heard. And you know, that sounds about right. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That sounds good to me. But you know what? It's not what sounds good to you. 44 says, but I say to you, key word, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. We are coming to a time of the end. And we are facing persecution as a church. We can see it all around us. And I take my hat off and salute pastors that are still standing out there, still running churches. You know, I take my hat off to Pastor John MacArthur that, you know, pushed through and said that he will not close his church doors. I take my hat off to them. You know, we are facing a time of persecution. And what the Bible says, what Jesus says specifically, is that we must love those that persecute us. What? That's crazy. Jesus, do you really expect me to love somebody that hates me? Yes, my son. Yes, my daughter. You will love your enemies. And the thing is that we will have enemies. The Bible speaks about the Israelites having enemies. Throughout Scripture, you know, God's chosen ones had enemies. So we can't say and be naive as believers today to say that we won't have enemies. Yes, we do have enemies. But we need to love our enemies. No matter what they do to us, we got to continue in love. No matter what they say about us, we got to continue in love. No matter whatever they do to us, we got to continue in love, Pastor Chad. Two types of enemies. A physical enemy, the one you can see, the one that you try to stay away from. And then there is the spiritual enemy. And there's a very fine line between the two, because a physical enemy is driven by the spirit. Is driven by a spirit of darkness. So there's a very, very fine line within the two. To name a few enemies to you this afternoon, which was against Israel alone, there was the Egyptians, Amalekites, Edomites, Amorites, Canaanites, Moabites, Ammonites, Midianites, the Philistines, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the list goes on and on. But yet God was with them. God said, you will not, I will be with you in battle. But remember one thing, you still got to love them. You still got to love them. It makes me think of the saying, Pastor Chad, where they say, keep your friends close, or keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Yeah.
And that saying actually played in my mind, because if I act out of love, I will do just that. My friends is close, but I have to keep my enemies closer. The Bible says in verse 44 that I have to pray for my enemies, those that that spite me, those that hate me, those that curse me. I have to pray for them. Your frenemy or your enemy should become your frenemy. Yeah. Your enemy should become your frenemy. So you know, we are faced with two types of enemies, physical and spiritual. And we must always remember, when we are moving in the spirit, we must always act out of love, and we must protect ourselves by putting on the full armor of God, according to Galatians 5, putting on the full armor of God, because our fight is not against flesh. It's against the principalities of the air and the dark realm. So our fight is not against the flesh. Remember that. Walk with that. Let that resonate within your spirit, because the enemy wants you to act in the flesh. He wants you to act out of hate, out of anger. That supervisor that's working on your nerves at work, he wants you to act in hate, act out of anger. But you know what hits, or let me say, you know what gets the enemy frustrated, is when you act in love. Love those who persecute you. Love those who persecute you. Galatians, and this hit me, Pastor Chad. This really hit me. Colossians 1 verse 21 says, "And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now you have been reconciled in the body of his flesh through his death, to present you holy and blameless." This really hit me, Pastor Chad, because once we were enemies of God, but yet he forgave us. Can you remember the topic of last week, yeah, people? We were speaking on forgiveness and unforgiveness. The greatest picture of forgiveness and love was Jesus on the cross. We were once his enemies, but he had to do what he had to do in order to bring us in, or graft us in, by the shedding of blood, by becoming the sacrificial lamb. And yet he still forgave us. In Luke it says, he says that before he died, he says, "Forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do." So we must walk with these people. We must walk in love. Yes, we will have enemies. Yes, we will be faced with backstabbing. Yes, we will be faced with all these things. But our key and core being of being a Christian is acting in love. So I want to leave you with that this afternoon. Pastor Chad, I'll hand straight over to you.
Yeah, Angelo. You know, that's so good that we've got to go back to last week and remember, yes, forgiveness and unforgiveness. And because, yes, that is the one of the most essential parts of our walk, is that we realize that we are forgiven, and that we have to show that same forgiveness to others that God has done.
Definitely.
To us. And you know, I started out talking about that we need to look in the mirror, and you know, we had been talking about for the past several weeks, Angelo, 1 Kings and the story of Elijah, and you had the false prophet, and then you had Elijah, who's God's real prophet, who's trying to tell Israel,
yes,
here's your problem, here's why you're facing the troubles that you are, here's why the Assyrians are coming against you, here's why the Egyptians are coming against you. It's because you have made yourself an enemy of God. And so God say, fine, if you want to follow Baal, you want to follow Ashtoreth and go after these idols, you want to love the world and not me, I'm going to use these other nations as tools in my toolbox to get you to come back to me. That was the whole purpose. But and then today, you know, we have I call it the prosperity gospel. You have people who will go out and hire for themselves a pastor or a preacher who's going to tell them what they want to hear, because that's an easier thing to hear, because that avoids that mirror that you have to look at yourself in. And so tell me what I want to hear. Tell me all the good things, the sweet things. Tell me life's going to be great.
And itching ears.
Itching ears. Right. It's no different. The church is no different than what Israel was in the Old Testament. They had itching ears, so they set themselves
up
prophets who were going to tell them that life's going to be grand and great, and that God has, you know, all these blessings in store. He actually does have blessings in store for us, but it's conditional with us following him. And again, you know, isn't it amazing? The last book of the Bible, Revelation, the first three chapters, who is God talking to? He's talking to us, the church. And he's telling each church, not every one of them had problems, but some have compromised. The church of Pergamos. You had the teachings of Jezebel, of the Nicolaitans. And so God was warning them, saying, look, you're making yourself an enemy to me because of what you're allowing in. Just like Israel had allowed things in, the church has allowed things in. And God is saying, look at yourself in the mirror. Look in my word. The word of God is the mirror we got to use. So is our reflection,
yes,
that of what we see in the word? Maybe it's not. I know it's being real, Angelo, that there are things that I have to work on daily. There are things that I fail at. And I've got to go into the mirror right here called the Bible, the Word of God, and see what my reflection looks like. Is the reflection I'm seeing, is it Jesus? Is it God? If it's not, then I got to change something. I am being my own worst enemy.
Yes, sir.
And church?
Yes, sir.
Don't fall into the trap. Don't let the devil get you to think that somebody else is your enemy. Yes, he is our enemy. But don't let him fool you and to let him put these pastors,
yes, sir,
these teachers, these prophets, who are going to tell you the good things that you want to hear. Sometimes we got to hear the things we don't want to hear. I hear it from my wife sometimes. I hear it from my kids.
Definitely.
I need to hear those that are hard. I mean, you know, Angelo, you're a married man. We hear it from our wives sometimes, don't we?
Every day.
Yeah. Isn't there some truth that when a lot of guys will say, you know, my better half, it's the reminder to us, our wives, keep us in check, the checks and balances. And, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, sparks fly, iron sharpens iron, the word says.
Yes, sir. It's so powerful that you said that. You know, Matthew 10 verse 36 says, a man's enemies will be those of his own household.
Yeah.
Ooh, that just blew me away, because, you know, the ones closest to you can become the ones that mostly irritate you. That mostly work your last nerve, and they can become your enemies. Like the Bible says, like a daughter will come up against a mother, a son will come up against their father. You know, we are living in these times, but yet us as believers, our core should only be love, 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 love. Act in love. It's the hardest to love when you have not overcome something in your past or you not being loved. But know this, you might not be loved physically from whoever is around you or you're surrounded by, but know that the Lord has loved you. He has loved you so much that he has died on the cross for you. And your name is resonating throughout eternity. From the day that he has died on the cross, your name is streaming to eternity. That's acting in love. And that's what love does. And you know, it brings me back, Pastor Chad, even to Matthew 2, where Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. And this is where it all started. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul. And this is the first greatest commandment. Secondly, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor might not greet you. Your neighbor might speak bad about you. Your neighbor might be the one closest to you. Your enemies can be your neighbors. But the Bible says that you shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. I want to ask you this question. How much do you love yourself? Think about that. How much do you love yourself? Because if you love yourself enough, it will be easy for you to forgive and love some more. Just spread a little love. There's a saying. It says, I rather make love than make war.
Yeah.
And you know, this is the thing that is even running from country to country. Again, people, this is a tactic of the enemy. And our gift given to us is love. And if he can remove love, then chaos will take place. We can see it all around us from country to country. There's, like the Bible says, there's wars and rumors of wars. Why? Because there's no love anymore. People hurt each other and think nothing about it because there's no love anymore. You are not my enemy. Say that three times if you have to. You are not my enemy. Stand in the mirror and say, you are not my enemy. You are not my enemy. You know, love is mentioned at least 310 times throughout the Bible. And that's in the King James Version, Pastor Chad. Hate, the word hate, is only mentioned 87 times. Love is mentioned almost triple. Or let me say triple. Three times more than hate. That's how much God wants you to love. So spread a little love out there. Spread a little. It makes me think of the story about the Good Samaritan, Pastor Chad. A priest came past. You know, all these people came past the man. But it was the Good Samaritan that helped. And we need some Good Samaritans in this time.
Yeah.
We need some more people in this time that will spread love through the gospel, through feeding, through whatever. Even if you're going to stand with a sign on the corner saying, free hugs. I've seen this. But we need love in this world. So. You are not my enemy. I'm a believer that you are not my enemy. I love you. And the same should resonate through you. You should love. Let's pay it forward. Let's pay it forward with love. Amen.
Amen. Man. It's a lot of wisdom there, Angelo, and you know, when you share the word of God and you can make it real for your life, for the lives of others, that, you know, that's what we need. We need that reality in life, that you and I are not living in some distant place, some tower in a castle somewhere. We are here in the real world facing the real challenges. And people,
yes, sir,
look at your life. Listen to what God is saying to you. Evaluate your life, where you're at today. Maybe you're seeing someone that God has put to be a thorn in your side. Maybe you're seeing that person as an enemy. And actually, God's saying, hey, I put this thorn in your side to get your attention. Turn to me.
Yes,
it's
sir.
It's not about this person that I'm using. They're not your enemy. You turned your back on me. You're making me your enemy. So I am not your enemy. But you can make God your enemy by turning your back on him. Israel did it.
Yes, sir.
Church has done it throughout the ages. Yeah, you know, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. I'm always saying, wake up, church. I always end that a lot of times if I send a text out or post something on Facebook, wake up. It's like we're in this fog, in this sleep state, this dream state. And we just don't want to wake up to the reality that we're in. But it doesn't change.
Yeah.
That's reality. That's reality. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today, for running for a crown. Running for a crown happens every morning you get up. Get up, read your word, do a devotional, pray. That's part of running the race. Look in the mirror.
Yes, sir.
Are you okay with who you see in the mirror? I'm not talking about your hair being messed up or whiskers. I'm talking about look at who you really are in the mirror. Look at your heart. That's what I mean. Look at your heart and your thoughts and make sure that you're okay. Make sure that you're okay.
Amen.
Man, you know, we're going to hopefully have a guest speaker this week, maybe two. That'd be great. And we got to reach out and hear something back. Hopefully there are weeks lined up with them coming in. And Angelo, I don't know. I've got a lot more to say, but we'll save that for Thursday.
We'll keep it for Thursday.
Yeah.
Tune in Thursday, guys. Tune in Thursday. It's about to happen.
Yeah. Hey, and a reminder to everybody, Thursdays. Every Thursday, we're going to have communion with you. We want to make that available to you. We know that maybe that's the only time that you ever get to do it. Maybe it's just that moment that you feel you need to take communion. It doesn't matter if you took it this past Sunday at church. We would like to be part of your life and taking communion with you and remembering what Jesus did for us. But man, I think that's about all I got today, Angelo. We can go on, but
amen.
You know, I don't want to.
We can talk all day about this. But we're gonna leave it to Thursday, guys. Thank you for tuning in today. It's always a blessing to have you listening. And let me remind you, please comment. Like, share our videos if it has blessed you, because we know that it can change somebody else's life. In fact, let me encourage you with this. I actually got a text from somebody last week that was so encouraged by our topic on forgiveness that they've been struggling with forgiveness for a very, very long time, years. And they say that just, you know, listening to our podcast, it has changed their mind tremendously, and they immediately asked a long childhood friend forgiveness. So we thank the Lord for that. We really thank the Lord. It does us good when we know that we are doing or saying the right thing to change people's minds out there and their hearts, because it's all about this, you know. God sees the heart. So thank you so much for sending in your testimony. My sister, I'm not going to mention names live, but thank you for sending in that testimony. May the Lord bless you guys. May he keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Have a blessed week, guys. See you on Thursday. We love you. Comment, like, and share, and be blessed.
God bless you, everybody. Thanks for joining us.